it. Blind imitation, not. But consider it adaptation. Eliminating the bad, accepting the good. Always elimination of the lower, acceptance of the higher. Now I want to anugyato, inner guidance, that is Shraddha, the appreciation and association will come from within to recognize the where I may be benefited. Inner guidance, Chaitya Guru or Shraddha. By Shraddha we come to have some inner guidance, that is Chaitya Guru. The Guru, the preceptor living inside us. And by that help we can come to Mahanta Guru, the Guru outside. And there we have to take instruction, advice, guidance, all these things. He does not understand my English version.
He understands what you have said. He understood what you have said now.
This is Prakash
Maharaj. Ekhane, ekhane, ha, ha. Okay, Arjun. Arini ke.
This is Vidang Dimara.
Vidang. So when you come back?
I came on
last night.
Saturday night. But I paid my dandavats, but you were busy yesterday. Twice I came, but you were busy.
Do you follow what I say?
Yes, Maharaj.
By Sukriti and the Shraddha, we have got some inner guiding tendency. And by the help of that, we shall come to understand our outside favorable association.
This favorable association.
Not knowledge, but heart will be able to select about bhakti, Shraddha.
It's necessary that this association.
Ruchi, our inner tendency, that will guide us, and not our reason. Reason there may be, but the principal guidance from Ruchi or our inner hankering or something, love, that will guide us. Bhakta samjataya bhakta. Bhakti can only give bhakti. Nothing else. It is most fundamental, elementary thing. Nothing can produce bhakti. Only bhakti can produce bhakti. Bhakti is by itself, as Hegel told. Absolute is by itself. So bhakti is by itself. Absolute nature. Function, that is by herself, rather. Ahaituki, no cause, causeless. Nothing can produce devotion. Devotion is eternally existing. And devotion can give devotion, and nothing can give devotion. Devotion is such original substance. Nothing can oppose it, oppose her, and nothing can create her. She is eternally existing with the Absolute as his nature. Inseparable from him. Agnata Sukriti, Gata Sukriti, Swadha. Then Swadha Aruti Bhakti Ranukkamishyati. By gradual development it gets the name of the prema or love in its final position. In a final position. But with Shraddha in the beginning, fully developed, that becomes divine love.
Guru Maharaj, you say the association is very important.
What? Association, of course.
But this association is the same mentality?
Huh?
It's necessary the same mentality.
Same
mentality, mind is a foreign thing, acquired thing from the illusory world. Mm. But nature, you may say, more applicable. Same tendency, same nature.
For me, it's not possible to see the natural, the others. Spiritual nature.
May not be detectable, but undetectably also she may work. Subconscious work also possible for her. That is called fortune, sometimes. Brahmanda bhamiti kuna bhagyavan jeev. While wandering through the different species in this world of creation, any fortunate soul comes to have a real guide, guru. Bhagyavan, fortune, that means Sukriti, unconsciously, subconsciously acquired wealth. That is in the subconscious world. That may help us. Underground. That is Bhagya, Sukriti. Previously, unconsciously acquired very as a part of the devotion, pure. The crude form, underground. Then we have got some action for our free will, may cooperation with that Shraddha, may help.
Maharaj,
Damodar Prabhu,
conjunction.
Achha, I got you. All right.
We say that the jiva is got free will.
Conscious element means endowed with will, free will. A part of that possesses part of free will. Part of consciousness, part of light, also possesses the quality of light, that something like that. Do you follow?
Yes.
A part of stone possesses the quality of the stone. So consciousness means what is endowed with free will, light and the free will. So Anu Chaitanya, Anu free will. A small quantity of free will, small quantity of consciousness, reason, all these things. Otherwise, how that will be able to cooperate with the whole? Bindu bindu. In very small quantity, but in Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu it is mentioned, Krishna possessing full 64 qualities. Narayan full 60 qualities. Ordinary gods possessing partial 55 qualities. Or ordinary jeev possessing 50 partial qualities. What are the qualifications? It is mentioned there. Jeev 50, higher gods 55, all partial, Narayan 60, full qualities, and the Krishna 64, full. And Radharani, she is called to possess 25 more full qualities. It is mentioned there, you can try to get knowledge from there. Go. Hare Krishna. Krishna Katha. Madhvakta jatta gayanti tatta tishthami narada. Nahang vasami vaikunthi yogi nang hidaye nacha. Madhvakta jatta gayanti tatta tishthami narada. There is saying in some Puran, Naham Vasami Vaikunth, Narad, I do not live in the transcendental world. Vaikunth, infinite. I am not to be traced in the conception of infinite. Yoginang hridaye nacha. Neither I exist in the heart of the thinkers, heart of the yogi, that is, thinker of this smallest part of the world, the finest part of the world, the subtlemost part, aspect of the world, not there. But mad bhakta yatra gayanti. As if my devotees, they chant about me, I stay there. God says, my devotees, where they talk about me, I am there. In the Ramanuja school, three alwars, alwars means parsada, who are eternally living in Vaikuntha with Narayana, the eternal servitor. They are known as alwar in the South Tamil world. One dark night, anyhow, in a temple, three alwars met together. Some occasion brought those three together. Then they cannot see one another, but they heard of their name, but can't see in the dark night. They are talking about Narayana. One talking about another, another giving answer in this way. These three anyhow met and are talking in dark night, unknown to one another, in a temple. And one of them asked, do you feel the presence of the fourth man here, fourth person? We three are present. One asked, do you feel the presence of any fourth personage here? Another said, yes. And what is meant by that? But in their talk, the Narayan has come there. He is also there present. Madhvakta yatra gayanti. Wherever my devotees, they talk about me, I cannot but be present there. I may withdraw from the heart of the yogi. I may withdraw from the knowledge of the of those that deal with all comprehensive aspect of the world, of the whole. But I can't withdraw from the place where my devotees are talking one another about me. That is my most charming place for me. So Krishna Katha, talk about Krishna is Krishna himself. The name of Krishna, Krishna himself. Deho dehi vibhagava neshwari vidyate kuchit. No, whole and the part and the whole, such consideration is not present there. Its part can work for the whole, as the whole, can represent the whole. His eye can represent the ear, the nose, everything. His foot, his hair also can represent everything for him. Such autonomy is there. The autonomy characteristic is there in such a way that every part represents the whole. Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami, do you not understand that every letter in Bhagavatam represents the whole of Krishna? And Sanatana Goswami told to Mahaprabhu, you yourself are Krishna, so whatever explanation you may like to draw from Bhagavatam, you are able to do that. Atmaram Sloka, one poem Mahaprabhu gave 61 kind of interpretation. 61 kinds of interpretation was given in one sloka, one poem. Then Sanatana Goswami told, you yourself are Krishna infinite. So you can represent everything in the infinite characteristic. Sanatana, why do you admire me? Don't you know that every part of Bhagavatam is full Krishna? The part of infinite is infinite. The part of infinite is infinite. No number of finite can make infinite. So, every part of Krishna is full Krishna. It is, we have to understand in such a way. Puzzling. Achinta, achinta, not to venture into the cell of human brain. Hari, till we have no other prospect, highest prospect, than to deal with that thing, which is more than infinite. Infinity is in his one part. Vishtabhavmiram Krishnam ekamsena sthitura. I lie down in sesa, means infinite, anantasaya. His bed is infinite. On the bed of infinite, he lies and sleeps, anantasaya. So we have the way of knowledge, to know him, to measure him. But whatever little quota of service given to you, try to be satisfied with that. There you will find him, according to your fullest capacity, the full degree in your capacity. As much as in the ocean, so much water. My necessity is only a glass. That will suffice. So for you, he is not bankrupt. Not bankrupt to any one of us, or any number of us. So we are not to be afraid. There are so many partners, so many beggars, then how they may be, their thirst may be filled up. No anxiety in that way. Hare Krishna. The happiness, satisfaction, we are hankering for a drop of it, but the ocean of that mercy, that grace, that love divine, ocean, how much we can contain? How grand much we can contain? One drop. Ek bindu jagat jubai, Mahaprabhu says. Only one drop is sufficient to inundate the whole creation. One drop, sufficient. The whole creation will be inundated. Agbindu jagat jubai. It is of such character. And no end of our search. Krishnanu sandham. No end of such life. That one day our search will be finished and we shall sit tight as a capitalist with a big belly, no. Always student, always searching. Anusandhan, such a thing, infinite, always such, a student. When he is making the duty of a professor, still he is a student, because infinite cannot be finished. To know infinite, that attempt can never be finished. It will go further and further. Kirtanananda told me, yes, we may be students, but not in your school, in our Guru Maharaj's school. There may be a common institution where your Guru Maharaj and myself were students. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our Guruji also wrote in Madras in his best puja address. I remember Naitar, a leader in this class, a leader in the class of devotion, amongst the two students. Now the students, the leader student is known as Manitar or something, Manitar. He posed himself like that. All students in the school of bhakti, devotion. And this group, I think that I possess the position of a Manitar, the leader amongst the students. I think study and also trying to coach others. Of course, stand up. And sometimes he comes to see that, these are higher than myself. Krishna has engaged me to serve them. Guru. Sometimes the Guru sees the disciple as his own Guru. So many Guru. Krishna has engaged me to serve them. To teach the disciple also to do some service to both Krishna and the student. I am serving him. Not educating him. Not in the sense that I am master and he is holding lower position, not that. Krishna has engaged me to help them a service. In the conception of service also it may be seen. The shishya is guru and the guru is servant to the shishya. Such aspect is also there. Serving. So many materials are offered to the deity, and the devotee do some service to those materials and make them fit for the consumption of the deity. Whatever he does, all service, not enjoyment, not exploitation. Whatever he does, a 100% Vaishnava, all his actions are in the mood of service, in connection with the center and his relation, his part. Service. Everything is service. When the husband and wife are being united, that is also service. It is possible. Not exploiting one another. In the mood of service, everything can be done. And that is in the transcendental God. Without exploitation, free mood of exploitation, we can cooperate. We can exploit a thing, we can renounce a thing, and we can serve a thing. The divine life is in service. Every unit is serving another unit. In connection with Krishna, it is possible. What we cannot think, that it cannot be in the spirit of service, but it can be. Everything can be approached, every action may be approached in the mood of service. It is possible. Especially in Vrindavan conception. In Vrija conception, in the highest quarter of the divinity, it is such. Everything, all phases of activity there, but all in the spirit of loving service. Love means service. Service of a sweet type. Sweet type of service is love. Without service is the background. Without that, love is not possible. Sacrifice. Love means sacrifice. Sacrifice. Based on sacrifice. Love divine. One who loves son, then he is ready to sacrifice him for him. That is love. Love divine, how noble that thing. How much tendency to sacrifice oneself for others. The highest type of sacrifice is love. We find in Vrindavan that very sweet, the sweet plane of life. And the very atmosphere is charged with divine sacrifice and service. That is love. Automatic. And there is also the sweet mix of different kinds. So that sweet behavior, conduct to one another, that is also different type, like different type of sweet mix, variety. Variety in sweetness of service there. Five groups, and then again subdivision, super subdivision in this way. Branching and branching and branching. Bhur hari bhur, 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 bhur hari bhur.
Guru Maharaj, we are often, due to our past habits, we are often thinking that we are the enjoyers of this devotional process. It is a reverse idea. It's a very unhealthy attitude. I want to enjoy devotional service.
Enjoy? Enjoy devotion. You say that we can also enjoy devotion, is it? In one sense it is there, but enjoyment means satisfaction. Not only that, it is the highest quality satisfaction. If enjoyment means satisfaction, ecstasy, but not exploitation, die to live. By robbing a person, we may be satisfied, and also by donating something to a person, also we can find satisfaction. But these two satisfactions are different types. In this way, we have to push. The satisfaction in exploitation is not of the similar type when we give something as donation to a person and satisfy. Qualitative difference. So, similar, in the highest sacrifice we of very highest type of satisfaction we find. Ross is everywhere, Sukh, Ross, happiness, pleasure. But lowest kind, reactionary, and the highest kind. That is also reactionary. But that reaction brings you Daskari, Dehamari, Bhajan, Premadham. That sacrificing tendency is increased more and more. That way. Ross, the lowest type of rasa and the highest type of rasa. Lowest type of rasa in the crude exploitation, then degraded exploitation, then by renunciation, and then by service. Considerate, and then by automatic, spontaneous service in this way. But the rasa, this pleasure or satisfaction, their quality and degree will be different.
Then it is natural to one seek can for kill satisfaction?
For selfish pattern, one can kill a man, and for the good of the country also, they, in a war also, they sacrifice and they kill. They kill persons when fighting against the country. That killing and the killing for selfish end, they may be different. And dedication also in that way. But this is all mundane. We are only giving an example to understand. But it is quite different. What do you say?
That to seek satisfaction is natural for the soul? To seek, the desire for enjoyment is natural in the soul? In the living entity?
Not in the soul. This is in the mind. It is in the cover of the soul, not it is found in the soul proper. Soul proper, its function is service, seva. And when the foreign thing has come accumulated, that is misconceiving idea. There is that thing. That is unnatural thing. Not in the nature of the soul. Soul is seeker of satisfaction, but by sacrifice, die to the that process. Give and be happy. Take and feel happiness, and give and feel happiness. Two kinds of happiness. One by giving, another by rubbing. Opposite. Opposite. Hare Krishna. This is quite clear. In this world also different type of happiness. And that may be extended to infinite. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Midai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. From the morning I am engaged. This party, this subject, that subject. Great. Great. It's great. It's all over and over. So I close it here. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai.